Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Dukhan. Now, in this regard, there are three separate narratives, and all three of them have been reported in Salvi's Tafsir and as well as some other sources as well. I'll discuss each of these narratives separately before you so that we can see what the details are and how they have been ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the first of these narratives is reported by Abu Huraira, found in Salbi's Tafsir and also found in Imam Tirmizi's Sunan. The words are, مَنْ قَرَى سُرْتَ الدُّخَانِ فِي لَيْلَةٍ أَصْبَحَ يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ. It means that a person who recites Surah Dukhan at night, then 70,000 angels will start asking forgiveness for him. Now, I should like to clarify this, that Imam Tirmizi has said that this is a weak narrative, and he says that this is a gharib, and also says that it contains a person by the name of Umar ibn Abi Khas'am who is za'if, and he's also Munkar al-Hadith, so therefore this narrative cannot be relied upon. As far as the second narrative is concerned, this is found in Tirmizi's Sunan and also found in Salvi's Tafsir. I am reading out the text which is found in Imam Tirmizi's Sunan. This is reported by Abu Huraira, and the words are, "When qara hamim ad-dukhan fi laylatil jum'ah ghufira lahu." Which means that a person who recites Surah Hamim al-Dukhan on Friday night, he shall be forgiven. And very close words are reported in Salvi's Tafsir. Now, Salvi's Tafsir. And the weakness in this narrative is because of the fact that this narrative is broken. It is munqati. And Imam Tirmizi has specified it. Hassan has not heard from Imam from Abu Huraira, so therefore this narrative is broken. And also Hisham Abul Miqtam is a narrative found in the chain of narration of this narrative, who was required to be weak. So therefore, we cannot rely on this narrative as well. Now the third narrative in this regard is also found in Salvi's Tafsir, and the words are, "Man qara hamim ad-dukhan laylat al-jum'ah yawm al-jum'ah banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah," which means that I should first also clarify that this narrative is reported by Abu Umama from the Prophet Muhammad. So the translation would read that a person who recites Surah Hamim ad-Dukhan on the night of Friday or the day of Friday itself, then the Almighty will build a house for him in paradise. Now, in this regard, Imam Ibn Hibban has clarified that there's a person which is found in the chain of narration of this narrative, and he is called Fazal bin Jubair. And Fazal ibn Jubair reports this narrative from Abu Umama, who reports this narrative from the Prophet Muhammad. Now, Imam ibn Hibban says that he narrates from Abu Umama, Fazal bin Jubair narrates from Abu Umama, "Ma laysa min hadithihi la yahillu al-ihtijaj bihi." And la yahillu al-ihtijaj bihi bihali rawa an-Nabi Umama an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which means that he narrates from Abu Umama what is not his narrative, and it is not allowed that we should adduce from him when the situation is thus that he reports from Abu Umama and Abu Umama reports from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is what the case in this narrative as well. This narrative is reported by Fazal, who reports it from Abu Umama and who reports it from the Prophet. So as specified by Ibn Hibban, and this is the situation with the chain of narration, and this is, then it cannot be adduced from. We cannot adduce any opinion from such a narrative. So all in all, we can see that this narrative is extremely weak and cannot be properly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all these three narratives in a nutshell also stand rejected because they cannot be reliably traced back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to go about it is to understand that surah, and that can only be achieved if we have a very, very living relationship with that surah. And this can only happen if we understand that surah with a good translation. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات